Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Tuesday morning, have an update on the incident at West Allis Nathan Hale High School a week ago and the motivation of the student at the center of a scare that prompted the evacuation of the school and a large police response.
Some kid with a vest on, and we heard him say, wait until I detonate, and obviously I'm not going to take that lightly.
A report of a student seeming to suggest he was wired with explosives, wearing what some fellow students thought might be an explosive vest, turned out to be a piece of athletic equipment. No explosives found. That student there that you heard from speaking with TMJ4 News on the day. I've not seen this reported elsewhere to this point, Eric. So this may be exclusive to our show. I reached out to the school district, to the West Allis Police Department, and to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office to find out more about exactly what was the motivation of the student with the vest and what consequences he may face. Deputy Chief in West Allis is Bob Fletcher, and he got back to me, tells me police did take a 16-year-old boy into custody following the incident. His name is not being released due to the fact that he's a juvenile. Deputy Chief tells me when they made contact with the student, it was, quote, readily apparent there was no threat from an explosive and does not appear that he intended to create a disturbance. So first two important questions answered, right? Was there ever an actual threat to student safety that day? Answer seems to be no. Was the intention of the student to make a bunch of threats, to get people to be scared, to cause an evacuation or chaos? Investigators do not believe that that's the case.
So what was the intention?
There apparently was no intention, according to investigators. It kind of makes it challenging. Like maybe the kid just made a bad joke. The vest he was wearing, you described it as something that hikers wear.
Oh, it's a ruck vest. Yeah, so it's basically a weighted vest that you put on and you use that to workout.
So he wasn't really, according to investigators, it seems, trying to suggest that it was an explosive vest, but maybe somebody gave him the business over, like, what's with the vest? And maybe he said, well, wait till I detonate.
Right, yeah, right.
Sounds like it was an offhanded comment, not intended to cause the reaction that it did. But you can't blame the students, right? They were about a week or so removed from the Georgia school shooting.
Well, and they're told over and over, they're drilled on this.
Yes.
See something, say something.
So they saw something, they heard something, they didn't know what they were dealing with. Maybe it was a joke, maybe it wasn't, but they reported it to school officials, and school officials, I think by all accounts, acted appropriately. They evacuated the school. Not for nothing, too. I've talked about this. Students, staff, teachers, parents, they all went through something that day. Listen again to this student who spoke with TMJ4 News that morning.
After everything that happened in Georgia, I was just super worried. Like, I was like, oh no, and I was literally, I was looking for all my friends. I was like making sure I was counting everybody, make sure I had a head count of all my friends.
I mean, like, that's heartbreaking, isn't
it? Yeah.
She's counting her friends, making sure everybody got out, not knowing what's going on. They all went through that traumatic experience. The community went through that experience. I mean, we were talking about it on the air.
Right.
Parents might have heard it, might have been getting texts from their students, not knowing what all played out. So something did happen, even though it wasn't ultimately an actual threat of explosives, nor intended to be. A West Allis police report, they did issue a citation to the teen, so a ticket. Could be, I did follow up with the deputy chief, but I didn't hear back, like, what was the ticket? Was it disorderly conduct or something like that? Anyway, that's a citation. There may be more. Assistant District Attorney Kent Laverne, who is set to become District Attorney in January when John Chisholm retires, he did get back to me as well, did tell me that they reviewed the case and issued a charge in children's court. Typically, those records are very hard to come by. They're sealed, as juveniles in the justice system are protected to a degree. So we may not learn more specifically about what that charge is or how it all plays out. The school district, from whom we frequently receive press releases on various activities like we're having a health fair today or whatnot, didn't get back to me. So I'm very glad to see, you know, receive all your marketing emails, but you had a serious incident at your school, and I'll give you some grace. Maybe the person whom I emailed wasn't in that day or whatever. Maybe they just don't want to talk about it anymore. And typically they won't reveal what disciplinary action they may have taken. Was the student suspended or whatnot?
The question, does the kid deserve a perp walk? Think about that. That sheriff in Florida who said, from now on, anytime things like this happen, he's perp walking the kid no matter what.
I think you do have to separate out. This is a 16-year-old, a teenage brain. You have to separate out someone who tries to pull something versus someone who made a mistake. And granted, in the parlance of our times, it's not a mistake that we afford young people to make anymore, but just said something stupid, right, without intent. I think you can separate that out. It appears that that's the case here in West Dallas.